How does that feel?
I was held back for a while.
You didn't do this at all while you were on vacation?
No,
you didn't just randomly say the day of the week for everybody?
No, now I realize how silly it is.
Well, you know, we had a myriad of people come in and serve as co-host, and I forbid them from saying the day of the week. That's your territory.
You forbade them?
Yeah, I forbade them. Forbidded?
I don't know.
Forbod?
Did not let them do it.
Wouldn't let them do it. Whatever I had a German co-host, I would do that. I want to thank, speaking of international things, Wendy, I want to thank a listener whose name is not included on the text for sending a picture of myself and Bjorn from ABBA, because apparently when put side by side, he either looks like me or I look like him. And I have to say,
it's pretty close.
It is pretty close.
I'm going to look for another picture because I don't know how to say his last name.
It's
Valais?
Bjorn Valais, right, from ABBA. One of the two B's in the ABBA scheme pattern.
Oh, yeah.
That's
is
how
the
they
other
got the name.
Guy Bjorn, too?
No, the other guy's, what's the other guy's name? It's Anna and Bjorn, and then I forget the other two. Yes, it's Baby Bjorn.
He was Baby Bjorn once.
At one point, he was Baby Bjorn. I always get the other two members mixed up with two members of Manhattan Transfer. How sad is that?
ABBA. It stands
Is it Boris? Is he the second B?
Agnetha.
Oh, that's a pretty name. Isn't
You're
it?
So
you don't think that's pretty?
If we have a listener by the name of Agnes or Agnetha, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am for too. Bill.
I am too.
No, you're not. Agnetha?
Now they're going to cheer me when I pitch in Milwaukee.
Bjorn.
Agnetha, Bjorn.
Benny.
Sound...
And what did you say the last one was?
I thought it was Anna.
It's Annie Fried.
Annie Fried.
You put that in your car?
In the winter, I do. More
do
viscosity. Yeah, I do it myself.
Viscosity's oil.
I don't know. I just if I see an I open the hood, and if I see an opening, I put something in it, which is how I got my kids. All right, the bonus hour's back. The bonus hour's back.
Can I just tell you, I've missed laughing and crying at the same time by not being here.
That's all you can do. Sometimes.
Do you feel adequate now that you can go home? You've done your job.
My day is done.
Why are you doing the field goal?
At the 3-minute mark of the show, my day is done. I'm very happy.
All right. Yes. So Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annie Fried.
Yep.
A-N-N-I. Annie, right?
I think so.
And then F-R-I-D.
Yeah.
Fried. I know there's something going on.
I don't know what's going on there.
But
they're more popular now than ever.
Well, because of Mamma Mia.
But isn't it strange? Because even when they were popular, like originally, we all went, well, this will come and go. This isn't going to last forever.
No.
And look at here we are 80 years later, and they're still popular again.
Somebody knew that was... Those songs are all so catchy.
I have to say, it is a guilty pleasure. It really
for,
is.
For many of us.
It is, because, really, I don't know what it is about their music, but when one of their songs comes on the radio, I can't turn it off.
Because it is catchy. That is really the thing. They were all big hits.
Yeah.
I don't care that they're from Sweden.
I don't care that they're from Sweden.
I sometimes don't even know. I mean, when
sometimes
I first heard
you know.
From...
sometimes you don't know.
Check under
where,
the hood.
Where are these kids from?
I didn't know it at the time. And I went to see the play Mamma Mia with my mother-in-law and sister-in-law.
Oh.
And I just thought they were going to like lip sync the songs. I didn't know there was a whole story.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
So I would like to see the movie. I missed the first one. This is the second one, right?
This is the sequel. It's Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again. Based on one of the songs. And the Time magazine review said it is horrible and irresistible at the same time.
Which is a lot like what ABBA is.
Yeah, that's a fair representation of them. If I had to say to you, what is the ultimate ABBA song, you would go with what?
Can you give me about 4 seconds so I can skip the commercial and then I'll play it for you?
Yeah, I can wait 4 seconds, sure.
Oh, darn it. Why is this not working?
Oh, while you were gone, I ran a magnet over all the equipment. Was that a mistake?
Yes.
I don't know what I was thinking one day. Oh. I just had a big magnet, and I just ran it over
SpongeBob
everything.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's not an ABBA song.
No. Jasmine, what do I do here? It's not. It says PC Mix. Shouldn't that be me? Is there some button I got to touch?
PC Mix is one of my rapper friends. Do you want me to invite him in?
Yes. Maybe right. He can help.
Well, just tell me what the song is if we can't play.
Waterloo.
Is that right?
I love it.
I had you pegged as a Fernando girl.
I like Fernando as well.
Yeah.
I like them all. Knowing me, knowing
that's
you.
That's pretty good, too.
Uh-huh.
Every one of them, you're not going to say a single song that I go, yeah, that one's pretty good, too.
All right. Waterloo, SOS. That's a great one.
Yep.
Knowing me, knowing you. Thank you for the music. I don't know that one.
Here comes one from somewhere.
Jasmine, thank God, is bailing me out.
Thank you, Jasmine.
I peg you as this your favorite song.
It's up there. Super give me my trooper. Favorite ABBA song.
Yeah.
My favorite.
No, that'll belong to Hall & Oates or something.
Yeah. Duran Duran.
Rich Girl. I like that song.
I like that too.
God, you're bringing me down.
Yeah.
Super Trooper. Does Your Mother Know?
I don't think I know either of those two.
Honey, Honey.
Yeah, I know that one.
Ring, Ring. No, I was just saying, get the phone. It was ringing.
I don't know that one.
Angel Eyes.
I don't know that one.
Hasta Mañana.
I feel like I'm almost validating myself in not knowing all these. But then
I know
when
three.
It's all over, the ones I know, I like.
Well, if you go to Spotify, they're all over the place. And
you didn't even mention Dancing Queen, which is probably their best-known song of all time, right?
Oh, yeah. And Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Chiquita?
Mm,
no.
Don't know that one.
Chiquitita.
A baby banana. It's a song about a baby banana.
Baby Bjorn had a baby banana.
This song always made him cry. They'd have to do it at the end of the set because he would just weep openly for the entire song. What's wrong, Bjorn? Why are you so sad?
Oh, they sound like the French chef. The Swedish chef.
They do. They do. I'm just thinking about the baby banana I had when I was a baby.
The baby what?
Banana.
You said banana. Right. Like Bjorn.
This is why they rejected my version of the screenplay for Mamma Mia 2. I sent one. I don't know what happened. I sent it in. They said no.
I would have watched yours.
Thanks. No, thanks.
Yes. Why did we start talking about ABBA? Oh, because you look like
happens.
Bjorn.
Yeah, because I look just like him.
Yes, thanks to the listener who sent
twins.
It.
Yeah.
You do, because people have said, I said Bobby Sherman, which...
I get Bobby Sherman sometimes.
I'm the only one that said that, be
I
honest.
Get Dana Carvey sometimes.
You're better looking than Dana Carvey.
Oh, whoa. Well, thank
and
you.
And you have bigger eyes.
Yeah.
You have Bobby Sherman's eyes.
That's my album. That's my number one album. Thank you for remembering.
Who did Betty Davis eyes?
Kim Carnes.
So do you guys team up?
Yeah, we work together on that. 6 long months in a log
He's
cabin.
Got Bobby Sherman eyes.
Yeah, and she's like, that's close. It's not quite right, but it's very close.
Oh, I missed the stream. Yeah. I really did. You
and the other one
cry.
I get a lot, Wendy, is Vicki Lawrence. Do you see that at all?
Absolutely.
You
have
think
the same
so?
Haircut.
That's weird. All right, I'll take that then.
Rona Barrett, didn't someone say that?
You said that. And I sued you. You can never say that again.
But you do look like Bjorn.
Yeah. Of ABBA fame.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I'm not even going to try
I'm
it.
I'm not sure either.
Starts
sure.
with a V.
Yeah.
But look it up, because that is Bill, completely.
But if you had to list
I'll put
your...
put it on our Facebook, guys. Just
don't, Jazz, because then people will look at it. Is there some way you cannot do...
Deal.
Oh, it is? All right. If you had to think about, like... Because I know how much music means to you.
Yeah.
Where are you going aren't there a couple
this?
Of bands that you just go, I shouldn't like these guys, but I like these
Molly
guys.
Molly Hatchet. I love them. I love Molly Hatchet.
The only time I can listen to Molly Hatchet is if I'm at a carnival.
I spend a lot of time at carnivals.
But you know how like there was always a ride where some guy was cranking Molly Hatchet really,
yep,
really loud?
I went on his ride.
Did you go on that ride over and over again?
Yep.
It was always that ride that it looked like a roller coaster, but all it did was go around in a circle all the time. Like at a weird angle, it was just a circle.
I would bum cigarettes from him and go on his ride all day and listen to Molly Hatchet. Now you're talking.
You guys want an extra 30 seconds? Yeah. All right. Make you go an extra half a minute. That felt good.
Can I just say when you search Bjorn from ABBA, Don't look at how he looks now, ladies and gentlemen.
Why? Have the years not been kind to Bjorn?
Well, you can look at him. It looks like an older you.
Oh, he looks like a professor at some university now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He looks very scholarly. That's not how I'm going to end up looking, I bet.
You could look like that.
I'll look like the Crypt Keeper. That's how I'm going
to
look.
Because you do want to go till 100.
Yeah. I'm not going to look anywhere near. That guy looks really scholarly.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Who just died a couple of weeks ago? And it was one of the Bay City Rollers. And I said, boy, you look at him now, and if that guy said to me he was a Bay City Roller, I'd call him out. You were never a Bay City Roller. Look at you.
Yeah, he did not look like a Bay City Roller. This guy really looks like you.
Yeah.
So look, you
in
can Google Bjorn, young Bjorn, baby Bjorn.
Bjorn yesterday. I would have changed my name to that.
He does look like you. That's pretty
kind
wild.
Kind of. Yeah. Yep. Very fortunate man.
He's older than you.
The
so
luckiest of the Abbas.
Is he still alive, I hope? Are they all
yeah,
still
they're
alive?
All four, yeah, all four Abba people are still alive, yeah.
All right, so Molly Hatchet is a guilty pleasure of mine. I like Wilson Phillips.
I kind of do, too.
Of course you do.
I do. Well,
I didn't think you didn't.
They were invented for me. That's exactly the kind of music.
Hold on.
Like wuss rock. It's exactly what I like.
Kind of. I think they call it yacht rock now.
Yeah, they do. They cleaned it up a little. Right. Right.
What other guilty pleasure bands do you have?
For me, I love Duran Duran.
I do too, but that you shouldn't be embarrassed about.
No? All right, I'm not embarrassed anymore. I was, but I'm not.
You really were? Because a lot of people, they sell out their shows and stuff. Well, I don't know about selling out.
But I'm not the target. Am I the target audience for Duran Duran?
No.
I'm just one estrogen cube shy of being.
It's not just women. Well,
for Duran Duran, I think it's mostly women.
Okay, well, that's all right. Wilson Phillips is mostly women, too.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Hall & Oates? Mostly women.
I do enjoy Hall & Oates. But I think Hall & Oates have more of a male listenership than Duran Duran, don't you?
Yeah.
Right? Because I think, like, Hall & Oates have more, there's more roots in respectable music. Like, Duran Duran, people just went, that's just a lot of hair on the stage. But no, they've got depth.
They had substance.
They had substance and depth. Yeah.
And product.
Yeah.
What are, like, the chick band? Like, Indigo Girls, do you like them? They don't do much for me.
No, they don't do much for me. They're
and
all
not
right.
that they're bad, it's just not
right.
my kind of style.
Yeah.
You like, what's her name, who falls asleep every time she sings, Lana Del Rey?
I love Lana Del Rey. Yeah. Because I like to be really depressed when I listen to music. I like to think, is there a bridge handy that I could jump off of? Because I love this music so much.
You really like her voice, though, don't you?
Yeah, it's really haunting. It's really smoky
too haunting
and mysterious.
Just too slow moving. Like, could you imagine going to one of her shows? Maybe it's great,
no,
but
it'd be too sad.
It's not even sad. It would be like I took a bottle of No-Dose. That Coldplay's like that for me.
Oh, that hurts.
Who? You or Chris Martin?
Both of us, together and separately. There's nothing about Coldplay that does it for you? Nothing?
Again, they're talented musicians. He knows his way around the old ivory.
Yeah.
It's just not, I couldn't listen to that.
Yeah.
I need to rock.
And they're holding you back from that.
They don't rock too much.
No, it's not pump your fist rock.
Well, I don't do that.
You don't pimp, no?
Okay. I make the devil horns, but
do you
don't
do the devil horns?
Sometimes.
Do that at a Lana Del Rey show. See what happens. Wake everybody up and show them what you're doing. Look what I'm doing. I'm defying the man.
I'm trying to think of chick bands. Like, cause is there?
Well, the Bangles.
I love the Bangles.
Do you mean a band that's just women or do you mean a band
women
that's created
enjoy.
For women? Oh.
The Go-Go's, but a lot of men like them because they were all really good and really cute.
Very attractive, yeah. I like the Bengals and the Go-Go's.
Bengals, not the Bengals. That's the football.
I like the Cincinnati Bengals. The other ones I don't like.
But, yeah, Molly Hatchet, sometimes I feel like I shouldn't love as much as I do.
Yeah.
Outlaws, Marshall Tucker. I love Southern Rock. Love it.
Oh, boy, it sounds like it.
Allman Brothers, big time.
Mm.
You don't like the Allman Brothers? Oh,
mm-hmm.
I love them.
Mm-hmm. Now, this will win you over. Perry Mantle is very talented.
Thank God Judy's here. We need some testosterone
Judy,
in the room.
Don't you think? Be honest with me.
Oh, come on.
Barry Manilow's talented, don't you think? Like, I know when Barry Manilow comes on as a guy, I'm supposed to go, oh, what the? Turn this off. But I kind of like it. It's not bad, right?
There's but you're on a boat, on the Love Boat or something.
No. He's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
Right? But he's not like...
I can't hear you.
Honestly, when we were in school, if you said to somebody, you know who I like is Barry Manilow, the teachers would string you up. They go, well, you're not going to go to my school. You can't like Barry Manilow.
I mean, wait, are you saying you don't want to hear his music? Or
no,
just...
I'm like, I'll listen to this for a little bit.
You don't, right.
You will? Like,
yeah.
I will not. If I come
across... You switch
across,
it right away?
Yeah, I would. I'm not, again, he's talented, just not my style.
Mm-hmm. It depends if I'm in a singing mood.
You would sing along with him.
You know, sometimes.
Yeah. Does he do a Delta Dawn version?
He does Mandy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my
Who
God.
Know every word to that song?
I am just envisioning Bill in his really cool car just wailing and singing.
I don't know the words to it.
Mandy,
I don't remember.
Oh,
I remember all my life, raining down as cold as ice, shadows of a man, face in the window, crying through the night. The night rolls into morning, just
right.
Another day.
Maybe.
Happy people
okay,
pass my
Bill.
Way. I don't know all those lyrics.
That is
pretty funny.
God, I wish I was a fly in your car sometimes.
I'd crush you like a bug.
You could never get me because that one fly that's in your car, you can...
It's been there since I bought it.
Yes, you cannot get it out the window and you cannot hit it. It lives in your car.
I know.
Ew.
I know.
How annoying is that?
Doesn't that happen to you? Yeah. There's a mosquito
but
or a fly?
I do everything. I stop and open all the doors and get it out.
It seems like it never wants to leave. Whenever we go to our beach club, we bring some Southern Illinois flies home with us. They want to come home with me. You can never get them out of the car.
The biting ones are the worst.
Yeah, I hate those sand flies. He asked me what I'm embarrassed to admit that I love, and like Molly Hatchet is probably...
Yeah.
But I love Molly Hatchet.
See, now I'd be embarrassed to admit that I love meatloaf.
I do too.
And
do
I mean
really?
The guy, not
too.
The actual food.
Right.
But
yeah.
I love that too.
What is it about the performer Meatloaf that you love?
You know what? I guess I like the...
The music.
The music, for one. Yeah, I mean, and I know every word to every one of his songs. And I think it's the theatrics a little bit, too.
Right.
You know,
And he doesn't perspire
scarf.
At all while he's singing.
Oh, I know.
Not even a little bit.
I know.
It's the sweatiest Meatloaf I ever saw.
Oh, man.
Remember, what show was it they had to give him oxygen? Was it like Don Kirshner's rock concert or something?
Did they really?
He did. He breathed it in, and then I seem to recall a couple years ago.
He's got like anxiety or something, too.
He just sweats. It's like watching Titanic.
Well, he's a big boy. But I feel
nice
like
hair,
he's...
Not really. Just long.
He's got some issues. I saw him at the Chicago Theater, and he was awesome.
Was he? Yeah.
Yes, for my, like, 40-something birthday.
It's such an opera. That
yeah,
he
that's exactly it. It's like a rock
it
opera.
Is,
that's
it what, is.
I don't know. And I'm telling you, we all, you know, he interacted with the audience and everyone there was such a fan. And I don't know. And maybe it's the time in my life, too. That's what I always think. Certain things.
Sure.
I was in college and Dashboard was out. And
Paradise
banned,
song, Dashboard
banned by so many radio stations. So I've
That song
knew.
Was so long that you started playing it when you were a freshman, when you graduated the song.
Right? I know. Yeah, I was a sophomore.
I still know every word to it.
Me too.
I do.
Let's see if Judy knows this. I know you know this. He sang it with who?
I don't know her name.
Jude.
Carla DeVito. And who was she married to?
Was she married to Robbie Benson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when didn't we have Robbie Benson and you brought her up?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
She's
got
a really great voice with him.
She's the great part of that song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break.
And then we'll do a whole album side of Meatloaf and Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
A rock opera.
And Molly Hatchet.
Barry
God, listen
Loaf.
To those three.
That's a good pairing. All right. All
triple
that's
spin.
Ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Bill really looks like the Bjorn guy from ABBA. I'm looking at more images of him and...
I really do, don't I?
And it's weird if you think you look like the person.
Right.
Because usually people say you look like
so-and-so.
Not
only did he think he thought it was him.
Right, I did.
He walked over.
From a distance,
I thought
it was
me. Actually,
it looks a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I look like the Judd, the hefty Judd. That's who I look like. What's her name? Winona.
Yeah.
I do
see that. Who do I look like?
Judy Pilak.
An angel.
Oh, I'm embarrassed to tell you who throughout my life people always thought I looked like.
Who?
Patty Duke.
I could see a little bit
of that. Younger, obviously.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well,
weird.
I kind of see it.
I don't.
A lot of facial expressions.
When she was playing either Kathy or Patty on the Patty Duke show, which one?
Both.
Oh, really? Both.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, I don't know. Whichever.
Hmm.
But all I know is that we were both Helen Keller and the Miracle Worker.
Oh,
so
right.
Maybe that was the. That's why people got it in their heads.
I love when Bill brings up an old show reference and like phrases it in the form of a question just to prove that he knows it.
Right. I'm not going to know the answer.
Right. You look at me. I'm like, I know you know it. But kudos to you for being creative.
Well, thank you. I don't know.
Bjorn.
That
I'm going to call you Bjorn from Bjorn left.
You could be. Bjorn, you said Abba. Yes. I'm like, yeah, he's got that look about him.
Yeah. The Abba look. That's what I'm going for.
I look like James Spader. That's who I look like. I do. And it's not fun.
You do not.
Without mascara, I look like him.
Okay. Well, don't wear mascara one day.
No, I do not go out in public. I would rather have yesterday's mascara on than go out with no mascara.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd rather have dark raccoons circle under my eyes than I would go out without it.
Wendy, I have an important announcement to make.
Here we go.
Several members of the WGN staff and I are reforming ABBA. It's going to be Andrea Darlis. That's your first A. Me, Bill. Second, Ben Cortez, the engineer, and Anna from Ro Show. So we're going back on the road as ABBA. We're the new ABBA.
Great.
Dream on, Bjorn.
Can't even get tickets. They're already sold out.
You could actually be Bill Yorn.
Bill Yorn.
Bill Yorn.
All right. I like that.
You really do look like this guy.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. It's news
Thank
time.
You because he's good looking.
Yeah, he's handsome. Handsome double.
Yeah. All right.
Not here to correct you, Judy. You know that. But Arizona's playing in Chicago, not the way you had mentioned. It's a home game.
It says Arizona at Cubs.
Yeah, but you said the
why.
Opposite.
Yeah,
you said
I did.
Cubs, yeah.
I did.
Keep the folks there. Guessing.
I saw the Anaheim
Thank you.
Stadium when we were in L.A.
Who plays there?
Angels.
Yep. Yes.
And the Sox.
Well, we missed them by a week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because the All-Star game was going on. Because I would have gone. We were on our way to In-N-Out.
Oh, I got to get there. Is it so good?
Did you hear the groan there? Because...
I didn't really groan.
You didn't like it?
Everybody in the world has talked about In-N-Out Burger. Bill, you've had them before.
Several times.
Jimmy Mack has had them. I said, how are they? He said, they're good.
That's it. He nailed it. They're good. They're not legendary. People treat it like it's the second coming. They're okay. They're good.
I was a little disappointed, I got to be honest with you.
You were expecting a lot
What's
more.
On it? Is it like a ketchup mustard pickle thing?
It's up to you.
You have to order. Like if you order, believe me, I had to go through many incarnations of the toppings because Dylan, my 15-year-old, wanted it every day because he's like, I'm never going to be able to get it again.
Every day?
Well, almost every day.
Almost every day?
I think it was the fourth day there we went, and then it was like the last... We finally went, like, on the fourth day, and then he wanted for the next 3 days.
You were there for 4 days.
No, 3 days in a row.
Wow.
He said he can never get them. First of all, I read up on them. They're the family-owned and operated. It's a really great story, and they work so hard. These all young, cute California kids working there.
But what is it? The meat? The bun?
The meat's fine.
Since it doesn't come standard with, you know, like...
Here's the standard. The standard is their spread, which is basically Thousand Island dressing. So if you don't want this, everything is lettuce, tomato, onion, and the spread. That's like when you order it, I'll have it double.
Like that sounds like a big boy.
But there's no mustard or ketchup. So
big boy, no mustard.
We would say hold the spread and put mustard and ketchup, and you could add pickles. We found out that you could ask for. But like if you just go into In-N-Out Burger, it's very cheesy. And you can get the fries animal style, which is what my kids look up way too much stuff. They research so many things. So it's like...
What's wrong with them wanting more information and to learn?
No, it's great. I just kind of like to experience it without knowing what's going to happen.
Right.
But the animal style is you have...
a rabies shot.
It's fries, which you watch them there. They peel the potatoes and they have the thing
fresh.
Those are the best.
Yeah, but they taste like potatoes. They don't taste like french fries.
But aren't they kind of a little bit mushy-ish? But good.
They're not crunchy enough. Like, you know, a McDonald's fry, you'll crunch, but then it's soft in the center.
Those fries, when you do it from the potato, generally they wrap it with the hot dog or the meal, and then they're like...
Remind me, do they...
They're not greasy enough for me.
Do they fill the bag? I know that they do that at Five Guys here, but does In-N-Out also do this thing where they just give you an incredible amount of fries in the bag overflow.
No, you have a little cardboard tray. Boat.
Oh, a cardboard boat.
You know, the tray. I guess you know what I mean. Yeah. Its ends go up and they wrap it in a napkin. They take like such care in what they're doing, and their delivery is beautiful. This burger is in a little wrapper where the top part of the bun is exposed. Double cheeseburger, a little too much for me, but
too much cheese or too much burger?
So it sounds like it's more about the experience than the food.
It's, but people out there love it, but then again, they're from LA. I mean, I like a Culver's here. I think a Culver's butter burger is more flavorful.
Yeah.
It was good. It was done right. And I was going to post something on social media, and Jimmy Mac's like, are you crazy? You're going to tell people you don't like In-N-Out? I said, I don't dislike it.
I just
expected like the angels to sing when I bit into it. But I will tell you this, it is cheap.
Yeah.
Like a double cheeseburger is three something.
Right.
Three. Normally, you know, you go to these places, it's like $6.99 just for the burger.
Right. Right.
So I don't know. You kind of just sold it all there.
You should try it. Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't go there
every day.
I don't think I've passed one. That was my issue.
There were two restaurants we ate at in New York where the hamburgers, and one was $16 and the other one was $18 for a hamburger.
Like at a fast food place?
No.
Oh,
a nicer restaurant. But like I thought we'd reached the plateau of $10 to $12 hamburgers. And I went, boy, that seems like a lot for a hamburger. But an $18 hamburger.
Yeah, I had one for $17 at the Anaheim Marriott.
How?
Because it's a hotel.
Yeah, so they can do it. Yeah.
But In-N-Out, you should try. I think we got two doubles and a regular and two fries for like $15.
Yeah,
I mean, that's unheard of.
That is good.
And they're so clean.
But your wait was long, wasn't it?
On three of the four times. But the last time, I can't remember how many times I went, but I was like the late night. One night, Friday, they were coming home from Disney. Jim and Dylan. Michael had gone back to the hotel, and they were going to stay till it closed. So they said, expect us home at like 12:40. It's nice being 15 minutes away door-to-door
to
Disney.
Did you walk? I hope you walked from the hotel to the park and back. Did you?
Sometimes we took shuttles.
Oh, yeah. That's fun, too. That's easy.
So I went to In-N-Out to meet them because we had an early flight the next day and everything. And that time, every employee from Disneyland was at In-N-Out.
Yeah.
They were all in their outfits and costumes and stuff.
They can't wear not like the
mascots, but like people who worked in, you know, I don't know. Like
it's all themed costumes.
Right.
Like in a store.
Yes. Because I'm like, what are all these people wearing? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, they took their name tags off, but they all had you know, their uniform on.
Right.
And I'm like, this wait is going to be forever. And honestly, that night it was really quick because they must be ready for the Disney folks that come afterwards. And they close at 1:30. One of them's 24 hours, and one of them in Anaheim on College State Boulevard was open till 1:30. And I thought, that's a weird time to be open to. But Disney closes at 12. By the time the people get out of the park, it's 12:30. They stay an extra hour.
Disney closes at midnight?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
How's that park compared to the Florida one? Have you ever been to the...
Yeah, I've been to both. I liked this one better because it was more doable. It's the Disney World is a phenom. I mean, it really is phenomenal, but it's so exhausting, and there are so many parks, and it's like a total commitment. And even if you stay on property, it takes you like an hour to get there. This is like you hop on a shuttle, in 10 minutes, you're at the door to Disney.
You know what's strange is, and I can make this comparison here because you all kind of know Wrigleyville. Disneyland is like Wrigley Field in that there's a neighborhood just 2 minutes away, you know?
Convention centers and hotels. It's not, you know,
it's not houses.
Right. That's what I kind of anticipated.
But it's just so strange. Like, you can see parts of it from the street.
From the street.
You can look over and go, hey, there's the Matterhorn right there. That's the Matterhorn. Like, in Disney World, you're so immersed in everything Disney that you can't see real life anywhere.
You have a
anywhere.
Magical day. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
No one told me that.
No one told you to have a magical day?
Wow. That's all they said. I just got a kick out of it every time. No matter where you were, what you're doing, have a magical day.
To which you'd go, you have a magical day.
What did you say to me?
Right.
We also tried Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles that originated in L.A., I guess.
And your face is like,
You know, listen to me. I love fried chicken more than anything, and I love a good waffle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need them together.
Yeah.
It's a strange pairing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like a chicken patty. It's like, you know, a fried wing, so you have to cut off pieces. Yeah. And I'm watching Jim, like, you know, cut up pieces of chicken with the breading, and the chicken was awesome, and putting them on the waffle, which is awesome.
With syrup.
And then syrup, and it's like, you know what?
Wait, you put syrup on the chicken?
Yeah, it's supposed to all be eaten together like that.
And that's funny. I thought it was a patty on top of the waffle.
No, it's like a piece of chicken. Poor Dylan got legs, and I'm like, you know, honey, those are great to eat, but you're supposed to take the chicken off and put it on your waffle.
Yeah.
So cutting a chicken leg is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
But I ate the chicken, and then I ate the waffle.
Right. That's probably the way I would have done it as well. Because they're two great tastes that don't necessarily gel together.
But then why would they serve them together?
Because people love it.
Together.
No, yes, they do love it together. And I mean, really, the chicken, the egg, come on, it does kind of all make sense.
It's all
sense.
In the family. Yeah.
Right.
They opened up a chicken and waffle place in Evanston, and it was closed a year later. And it looked, I mean, you looked at it, you go, well, this can't miss. It's in a great location. People love chicken and waffles. A year later, it's gone.
Well, you can't just have that, I think.
You have to have more stuff.
Don't you think? Yeah, chicken and waffles on a menu, fine, but not the whole place.
Yeah.
Well, they had other items here. But I just...
other foods that don't go together, they would just put together.
Pizza and applesauce. That was the kids' menu.
Ew.
I'm glad I tried
it. Fruit Loops and fondue. Oh, this is great.
I didn't know that originated... I mean, I'm sure it originated down south, but L.A. was one of the first chicken and waffles places.
And you didn't make it to Bob's Big Boy?
I didn't see that anywhere.
It's in Berkeley.
They have them all over.
They have Denny's.
Well,
all
the original
over.
is in Burbank.
We were in Anaheim.
Yeah, but I'm sure the
That's close.
Big Boys.
Darn it, I didn't look for that.
God, because that's my favorite
me.
Burger.
There's a town near. I think I told you
where
about this.
Where I was born.
There's a town where I was born. Near Anaheim, there's a town called Orange, California.
Yeah.
Right?
I went to a guitar center there. I took Michael there.
All right, did you notice it looks like it's the 50s there? Like, they've purposely gone out of their way in downtown Orange, unless you maybe
I wasn't
go
in
to
the downtown area.
All right, so the downtown is 5 blocks one way and 3 blocks the other way, and it looks just like the 1950s, because anytime they shoot anything where they need it to look like the 50s, they're always, always, always making a movie or a TV show there.
That's
but when you drive
cool.
through it, you just go, I mean, I'm in the 50s. This is fantastic.
Now, see, I felt like that everywhere in L.A.
Did you really?
Like,
yeah.
The signs are old, but preserved.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it makes sense because of the weather. They don't tear stuff down like we do here.
Right.
Everything's the same. And so many of these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And I actually stayed at the Safari Inn, which I did not know is one of the places they have filmed so many movies and TV shows there.
Yeah.
I had no idea until I came back. And Krista, the engineer, told me.
Oh, she told you?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, really? And it was a retro kind of motel-ish place that really appealed to me. I love those places, which is why I stayed there. And then nothing was being filmed while I was there.
Oh,
I know. I was hoping I'd get discovered.
I kept sitting by the pool, you know.
With your cigarette holder and no cigarette in it.
Exactly. My one-piece bathing suit on. Why is no one stopping?
What's wrong with that lady, Mommy? Don't stare at her. Don't stare at her.
Bill rolled his eyes when I said this, but I wasn't kidding. I made sure my hair and makeup was perfect the day we went to Universal. Because I said to my kids, I'm going to get discovered. And they're like, no, we're going to get discovered. And, of course, none of us did.
Well, or in case you run into someone, you know.
Yeah. Did anyone think you were James Spader? Hey, James. When is the new season of Blacklist going to start?
Oh, God, I wish to God I would have run into him, because I would have, A, booked him for the show, two, explained the whole situation, and then taken a selfie with him. Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, look for him next time.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be in Chicago. Word will get out. I don't know where, but...
We need to discuss what went... You know, earlier we did the segment about this pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, and I had mentioned there are two big baseball stories. The other one... isn't as big, but it happened right here at Wrigley Field over the weekend.
Despicable, though.
It's despicable. Wendy nailed it, Jude. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I am.
But there's a little kid there at the game, and one of the coaches, Will Venerable? What's his first name? Venerable's his last name.
He's not great.
Thank you. So he picks up a ball, and he throws it to a kid in the
like
seats.
Like kind of underhand.
Yeah, an easy toss to this kid. Unfortunately, the kid doesn't make the catch, and he drops the ball, and the ball goes down under his seat, by which a guy standing behind him reaches over and takes it and then hands it to his wife or girlfriend. I don't know.
Which why doesn't she give it back? At that point, you realize it was meant for the kid.
I agree.
And at the very start, she's kind of looking at it, and I'm like... you know, she doesn't want to disappoint her husband or boyfriend, but she's going to give it back, and she doesn't. She right. raises it up like, you know, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like, how can people do that?
Horrible. To a little kid. And that means the to a little
well,
kid.
After that's I the, watched that, they had all these other
the montage,
videos.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Jerky adults. Jerky adults.
All I want to believe is that they're just drunk, because who would do that?
Judy, I don't think they're drunk.
They're not drunk. They just want a ball.
And again, is this a new thing?
No, this has been going on forever.
It has.
Is that
okay? Because every time I've been at a ball game my whole life, the adult always, almost always, throws
gives it to the kid
nearby.
Right.
So I've never seen this before.
How can you live with yourself knowing that that would be the highlight of the summer for any kid? I was at a Cubs game. I caught a foul ball. That would be like the most right. exciting thing. And you're going to take that away? That's awful.
That's why kids should carry stun guns.
Oh, wow.
I saw something on the WGN TV news this morning. There was some kid, I believe it was at a Cubs game. It was a Cubs game, and a ball was hit, a foul, or it must have been a home run, sorry. All I saw was the kid brought his mitt with him and leaned back to the seat behind him and caught it.
Oh, nice.
It was an awesome catch. And
very nice.
I think Larry.
And did the guy behind him pluck it out of his
No, they
club?
All applauded, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to let a kid. I guess if the ball's coming, you kind of get lost in the moment. And I could see maybe for a second where you're trying to get it, but
oh,
then
yeah,
you
no.
see a kid's
right.
there.
Yeah.
You back down, or at least give it to the kid.
Or, I mean, yeah. Or there are, you know, adults can have balls too. There, in this case, it was tossed to him. It was so clearly
right.
tossed to the kid. But yeah, I think if you're going for a foul ball and you catch it, that no foul.
Yeah,
you get
I guess.
It. I mean, if you want to give it to the kid, fine. But to, you know,
this guy saw
kid miss it,
him.
Yeah.
He absolutely knew
was
there
so
was a kid
bad.
Who wanted that ball, and then he.
Oh well, it rolled back. It's in my row now.
Meant to be. I got the ball. You don't have the ball.
Shame on.
Now the Cubs did a very, very nice thing. They knew, they were aware of this. The coach made the Cubs aware of this, and then they gave the kid another ball. And they also gave him, well, they gave him two. They gave him one that was just a regular game ball, and then they gave him another one autographed by Javi Baez. Very, very nice gesture there.
Now, I will say, years ago, my brother-in-law got to throw out the first pitch, and so he got that ball. It was his, like, 50th birthday. And then he caught a foul ball.
Oh,
later.
Wow.
And then it was his birthday. There were a ton of us went out. You know what I mean? It was this big ordeal.
Yeah.
Or believe me, ordeal that we undertook. Anyway, we're out at the bars afterward, and we're like, Matthew, put the balls down. Because some people were coming up to him. Oh, yeah. Aren't you that guy? You threw out the first pitch and you caught that foul ball. They were kind of getting pissy with him.
Really?
Yeah. And he just wouldn't, you know, relinquish it. It's kind of a guy thing, too, I think, Wendy, I got to say.
I understand that.
Yeah. And he just, yeah.
That's terrible.
I know.
What? It's not. Wait, it's terrible that he was getting grief for having
it's
the balls?
It's terrible that he was
yeah.
getting grief.
Oh, yeah. But people yeah. recognized him because, yeah. I'm like, well.
That's quite a birthday, man.
I know. And he did legitimately catch the foul ball. It went right to him. It was crazy. Yeah.
But I just feel like adults, I know you might get lost in the moment and you're reaching for it. But if you see a kid there, go ahead and catch it, but give it to the kid.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And maybe sometimes you need to be told. Maybe you, like
well,
you said,
this guy
you're
is
up.
All over every news station
yeah.
today. So
he's famous
for the
is
wrong
he,
reason.
Has he said anything?
I haven't, as of the start of the show, I hadn't found any quotes from him. Because if you're him, you know, you make the obligatory, I didn't know, I didn't even see the kid. I
right,
was just,
exactly,
I
which could be true. I mean,
he's walking around with Groucho Marx nose and glasses
right.
on today
right.
and a hat.
Right.
Trying to.
He doesn't want to be discovered
yep.
by anybody. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Judy, thank you for
Thanks,
hanging
Jim.
Out. We'll say goodbye next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Oh, that's music to my ears.
Elfine. That's what they say at the end of foreign films. I think
Lafon?
It means, they never say that.
L-A-F-I-N?
Elfine. E-L-F-I-N. The fin.
Fon.
They should say it at the end of Shark Week.
I've been watching Shark Week, by the way. There's a special guest I want to talk to you about.
Oh, yeah?
We're having someone from the shed on Wednesday to talk about the Shark Week that happens here.
Yeah.
You will be pleased as punch.
I can't wait.
It's pretty good.
Wendy, I've been in so many shark attacks in my life. I've had, like, I don't think a week has gone by. It's like Michigan is crazy with sharks.
Only a flesh wound.
That's what I always say. That's why I'm able to persevere. All right, that's it for the show, everybody. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. Do it again tomorrow. It's up to you.
I would love to, Bjorn.
We'll do another. No. You meant that as a compliment, right?
Yep.
Yep. So we'll try it again tomorrow. Hope you'll be listening then. It should be a good one. Stick around for that. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.